Good afternoon. Precipitation will continue to push through interior New York and New England, and temperatures will remain critical. Most places will continue to climb through the 30s and perhaps even into the lower 40s, producing just plain rain showers. However, there will still be pockets with temperatures at or even slightly below freezing, especially across the mountain valleys in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and some light freezing rain and sleet will be possible even into the evening hours. A warm front will track through the region toward the Canadian border from the south during the day and into the night tonight. The front will stall out early on Saturday, then come back southward through interior New York and New England as a cold front. Behind this front, the wind will shift around to the north, and while temperatures will start out in the lower 40s on Saturday morning, will start to slide back through the 30s. At the same time, some energy and moisture in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be sliding by, so rain showers will be possible from time to time during Saturday morning and into the afternoon. But as that air mass cools down from north to south, some of the precipitation could transition to some sleet or freezing rain, maybe even some snow, by the Canadian border late Saturday and Saturday night. So perhaps a few tricky spots into Sunday morning before milder air starts to flow in on Sunday afternoon, and this will push temperatures back into the lower 40s with just plain rain showers. Another surge of moisture with a disturbance on Monday, and it looks mild enough that this will be in the form of clouds and showers, and eventually a drying trend into the middle of next week, and with some sunshine by Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be back up near 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the southeastern plains into the Ozark Plateau and lower Mississippi Valley. The environment may become conducive to organized convection, including supercells in this area, with at least some risk for tornadoes, in addition to severe hail and locally strong wind gusts. This is all before the activity starts to wane across the lower Mississippi Valley overnight tonight. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings have been issued for the Sierras as a Pacific front is forecast to move through Northern California today with heavy snow over the mountains above 4,500 feet. In addition to the snowfall, gusty winds are likely at times, especially during the day today, with 8 to 12 inches of snow possible and winds gusting to 50 miles per hour. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, scattered showers near 50, Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely today, then just plain rain showers late this afternoon with highs reaching into the mid-30s. Rain showers tonight, perhaps mixed with some snow or sleet, and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, spotty mixed precipitation, then plain rain showers today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. More rain showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely today, then plain rain showers late this afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 30s. More rain showers this evening, perhaps some spotty areas of sleet or freezing rain with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, spotty mixed precipitation, then plain rain showers later today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Spotty, light, snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, then plain rain showers this afternoon with temperatures through the upper 30s and into the lower 40s. More rain showers tonight, areas of fog as well with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, a good chance of rain showers in the lower 40s. Later in the day and Saturday night, perhaps some freezing rain and sleet mixing in, so some slick spots on Sunday morning. Then rain showers on Sunday afternoon as we bounce back to the lower 40s. More rain likely Monday, mid-40s. Chance of showers Tuesday, upper 40s. And more sunshine coming back Wednesday and Thursday in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.